In Haiti, all 33 of the children taken illegally by an American missionary group in January have been reunited with their parents. None of the children, who ranged in age from 4 months to 13 years, turned out to actually be an orphan. One of the missionaries who tried to take the children to the Dominican Republic after the earthquake remains in a Haitian prison. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The village of Calbas is set in the mountains, about an hour outside of Port-au-Prince. Subsistence farmers scrape out a living on the rocky, steep hillsides. A barely passable dirt road leads to Calbas, and then narrow footpaths branch off to small cement houses. It was from this remote village that the missionaries collected 23 of the 33 children that were on the bus headed for the Dominican Republic. And this week, this is where most of those children returned. Manette Rico sent her only two children, 4-year-old Soraya and 5-year-old Layla, with the Americans.
We decided to give our kids away because, as you can see, this is my father-in-law's house. Also, it collapsed, but mine is behind. It collapsed too.
Rico says in the chaotic days right after the quake, she and her husband didn't know how they were going to survive, make a living, rebuild their simple cinder block house. So when the missionaries came, promising to take her little girls to a school in the Dominican Republic for free, she sent her daughters with them. Rico says the missionaries promised that she could come visit her girls whenever she wanted. The missionaries originally told authorities that the children were earthquake orphans. It turns out all 33 of the children have parents. Sitting in front of the half-collapsed building where she now lives, her daughter Soraya leaning against her thigh, Rico says she regrets sending her girls with this group. She adds, however, that she might give up her daughters again if someone really could offer them a better life.
We didn't understand so much what was going on, and we learned from this experience. Then, yes, we could give the children away, but not in the same condition.
Other parents in Calbas who entrusted their kids to the missionaries also say that life was incredibly difficult in the days after the quake. The missionaries were arrested on January 29th as they tried to take the children across the border to the Dominican Republic without any paperwork. The next day, the children were placed at the SOS Children's Village on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince. Only this week were they able to go home.
They've been crying. They've been missing their parents. They've been missing home. There was a small boy who missed going to church, he told me.
Lena Wolf-Nielsen with the SOS Children's Village says the population boomed at their facility after the quake. They went from having 153 abandoned or orphaned kids before the tremor to more than 500 afterwards. Wolf-Nielsen says children, like the 33 picked up by the American missionaries, are at risk in any emergency situation.
So many families and children were vulnerable for being separated, and that risk is still out there because there's still a huge need for better shelter and food and water and health care.
And as the rains come, many Haitians who lost their homes, including hundreds of thousands of children, will be living in very difficult conditions. 9 of the 10 missionaries have been released. The leader, Laura Silsby from Idaho, is still being held on charges of child abduction. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.